Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to tonight's broadcast. We are broadcasting live from the gymnasium on the campus of Lowell High School for this River City Alliance week number 3 conference matchup between the Lowell Red Arrows and the Cedar Springs Redhawks. I'm John Beeman, joined by Jack Evelyn. Jack, it is good to be back in some conference action after a week off due to the bye, the way the River City Alliance is set up. There's an odd number of teams. So we broadcast last week, saw some good volleyball action from the Red Arrows.
Great volleyball from the Arrows. I hope they continue on. They look fresh. They look ready to go.
Red Arrows come in 12-2-1. Only losses coming to Grand Rapids Christian and Utica Eisenhower, both highly ranked teams in their respective division. Division 1 for Utica Eisenhower and Grand Rapids Christian. It is a big night here. It's 56ers night, so there's a lot of young people in the crowd. As we get ready for tonight's broadcast, there's a bunch of young people, a lot of energy and enthusiasm in the crowd. Cedar Spring comes in today 4-10-2. They graduated the number of their seniors last year off a team that saw them on the top half of the River City Alliance division. So about a minute here before we break for the national anthem and the announcement of the players. Jack, what do you see as a couple of keys for the Red Arrows tonight as we take on the Cedar Springs?
Well, the key, I think, to the Red Arrows is their enthusiasm for the love of the game of volleyball. They came up warming up, and they look ready to go. They're a strong team, a united team, and they have a lot of fun out there, and it's just a pleasure watching them play.
We saw three big wins, nice wins last week as they took on Swan Valley, Gull Lake, and Otsego. The Red Arrows did a nice job of playing team volleyball. We saw some great passing, opportunity to run a lot of balls through the middle there that we commented on numerous times last week. So the Red Arrows kind of find themselves a little bit of a lull. They had last weekend off. Kind of everybody gets the opportunity to catch their breath because the Red Arrows kind of go at it pretty good here for the next about 11 days. So Red Arrows obviously play tonight here, and then this weekend they'll travel over to Brighton to the Legacy Center for the East versus West tournament. And then next week, conference match on Tuesday against Kenowa Hills. That's at Kenowa Hills. Thursday is the Pink Arrow game. Big week around the campus here with Pink Arrows. Match there, the scrimmage they'll have on Thursday, and then that Saturday head back over to Marion for another number of games against great competition. So we're going to step aside for just a second for the national anthem and the announcement of the players, and we will rejoin here in a second.
Don't be shy, girls. Come on out. Join the varsity players. Come on in. We got it with them. Ladies and gentlemen, tonight's event is a privilege made possible by those who have served and continue to serve our country. We are grateful for those veterans who are in attendance with us tonight and for the role in our community. Civilians, please remove your hats. Active and retired military are invited to render the appropriate salute, and all others, please stand with your hand over your heart as we honor our country with the playing of our national anthem.
Thank you.
Cedar Springs Redhawks. Number 2, Jesse Teasdale. Number 3, Taylor Babcock. Number 4, Alexis Stenzel. Number 5, Taylor Gunderson. Number 6, Jada Fitzgerald. Number 8, Brinkley Parker. Number 9, Mallory Page. Number 10, Ava Workman. Number 11, Abigail Fox. Number 12, Nyla Gooden. Number 13, Phoebe Fisk. There's a change in the roster. Number 16, Elsie Kaspersick. Number 15, Kendall Fisk. The Redhawks are coached by Ashley Lowing, Maureen Kellow, and Megan Rosenberger. Now let's meet your Lowell Red Arrows. Number 1, Kendall Schmucker. Number 2, Natalie Cornell. Number 3, Annalise Clark. Number 4, Harper Shading. Number 5, Lily Eveland. Number 6, Delaney Lowe. Number 7, Emily Cushing. Number 8, Ellery Biedemann. Number 9, Riley Barringer. Number 10, Lainey Biedemann. Number 11, Allison Smith. And number 12, Liv Vanworth. Red Arrows are coached by Jordan Drake with assistants Michelle Lurie, Cam Rowland, and Jenna Ritzma.
All right, we welcome you back in. After the announcement of the players, we get ready for action here. Again, this is week 3, Red Arrows' second conference match of the year. Red Arrows took care of business a couple weeks ago against Coopersville, and then match up here against Cedar Springs here for tonight. So, 56ers down courtside, a lot of energy in the gymnasium.
Not only a lot of energy, but it looks like they're ready to play also. They have a great spark to them, and that really gets the senior squad going and want them to perform really well for their future. So it looks like Lowell's really ready to go with a great energy level.
So we get ready here. Looks like Red Arrows. Let's see here. Looks like we're going to start. I think we're going to start with serve here. They haven't got that, but based on the rotation, looks like Red Arrows are probably going to start with serve here, but we'll see. Looks like the bench is excited. Get a couple waves up here. Looks like we got the ball girls. We got all the players, the coaches.
I'm officially going to say that the Red Arrows are the best warm-up team in the league. I mean, they came out with fire. I'm excited to get this match rolling. I think it's going to be a fabulous match, and it's good to see all those seniors out there starting the game.
Good student section here showing their support. It's also exciting here. The Red Arrows, I know a lot of the players from last year's varsity group want to avenge a tough loss at Cedar Springs last year, so they are excited about getting after this. So Riley Berger will step back to serve. Played up. Setter going to have to run down Teasdale. Set outside, little roll shot off Allison Smith. Out of bounds there. Of course, Cedar Springs going to throw us a couple curveballs.
Yeah,
couple of names that aren't on the roster. Number 1 there. So play outside there. Right. So Redhawks come in looking like a fairly young team to start out with. The setter, number 2, Teasdale, will back to serve. Natalie Cornell, beautiful pass up to Berger. Berger's inside, Ellery beating him up mid. Goes cross court, off the middle, and Red Arrows tied up, 1-1.
Just like it's drawn up, a good pass, a good set, and a great cross court hit right inside the outside line.
Lily Evelyn steps in to serve. She substitute in. Allison Smith will check out. Jump serve set up. Red Hawks unable to handle it cleanly. I'm going to set over to the middle. Annalise gets a good touch on it. Evelyn, good bump set there. Shadeg's going to dump it over. A lot of free ball here to start out in the beginning. Back in system are the Red Arrows. Ellery Beeman goes in, cross court off the outstretched hands of number 5, Gunderson. Red Arrows lead 2-1.
One of the things that makes the Lowell Red Arrows so good is out of system when things aren't set up and everything's discombobulated. They organize quickly and score that point.
Evelyn to serve. Teasdale has to run it down. She hits it outside there. Cross. Lily Evelyn right up to Ellery in the middle again. This time goes out of bounds. 2-2.
Lowell loves attacking from the middle. That's been open the last three or four games they played, and they just keep feeding that to the middle. Good things happen.
Number one for the Red Hawks. Steps back to serve. Clark. Real pass it to Berger. Berger to Ellery Beaneman up the middle. Into the middle block and stays on the Red Hawks side. Point. Red Arrows. 3-2.
That middle again. That's awesome. Good play by the whole team.
Annalise Clark will step back, the senior. Tough server for the Red Arrows all year, all of her career, really. Red Hawks send it over. Berger going to dump it on two and finds it in the middle, finds lots of space. 4-2.
Caught him off guard on that play. What a great dump.
Smart by Riley Berger there. Another talented senior for the Red Arrows, four-year varsity player. Clark, serve. To the libero there. The Red Hawks going to try to free ball it over there and into the net, 5-2.
That was all set up by that strong serve from Annalise.
Annalise back to serve again. Red Hawks have the libero, Mallory Page back in the middle. Red Arrows seem to be working that zone here. Page again up to Teasdale. Teasdale's going to send it to the outside. Cross court again. Lily Evelyn up to Berger, 10-foot line. Shadig, big swing on the outside and gets the kill.
For a sophomore, so much power. Just so much power. Great strength.
Great job adjusting to that ball. First time we've seen Harper swing tonight. Red Arrows lead 6-2. Annalise back for her fourth serve here in a row. Page up to Teasdale, clean there. Teasdale's going to back set to number three, Babcock, who sends it over to the near side and off of Berger's hands, out of bounds. Caught her in a tough spot.
Taylor came to play. That was a really powerful hit on her part.
Babcock back to serve. The junior. Clark up to the 10-foot line. Berger's going to set the outside. Shadig tip over off the hands and out of bounds. She tools the block. 7-3.
Power tip. Harper has it all.
Lainey Beaneman will step back to serve, take over the setting duties. Goes after Page again. Page unable to handle it too cleanly. And tries a back row kind of down ball there. Unable to play it are the Red Hawks. 8-3, Red Arrows lead. Little floater jump serve there. Teasdale has to run it down. Cross court again there by Gunderson. Beaneman up to Delaney Lowe, off the block. Falls on the Red Hawks side. Red Arrows take a 9-3 lead.
Love the way Delaney gets up in the air, just waits for about 10 minutes, and then just hits it down hard, and there's not a chance to retrieve that ball.
Beaneman back to serve, and just over the line. Send it over towards the Red Hawks, 9-4. Red Arrows lead by 5 here early in set number one. Red Arrows have Shadig, Annalise Clark, and Lily Evelyn back in serve receive. Number four was serving there, Stencil, who misses the serve into the net. Side out, right back to the Red Arrows, 10-4. Shadig will step back to serve. The sophomore. Harper serves, and aces number eight, Brinkley Parker. 11-4.
That is such a hard serve to retrieve when she goes cross court with power. If you're just a little off, it gets shanked to the bleachers like it did that last time.
Red Arrows going from left to right here. Serving there. They go after Page, the libero. Page is going to bump set it over. Clark right to Beaneman. Beaneman to Delaney Lowe. Swings hard off of Parker's arms again. Sends it out of bounds. 12-4.
All the setters are saying the middles are their best friends. I think out of the seven, well, probably five kills, probably four of them right in the middle on kills. So when you can hit about 80%, you're doing something right.
And the Red Arrows doing a fantastic job of setting those, setting the stage there with beautiful passes from the back row. I mean,
yeah.
You talk about Annalise and Lily have had a couple of great passes there, putting it to Riley and Laney as they set there. So we got a quick second during the timeout. Cedar Springs calls. Quick thanks to some of our sponsors, Low Radio sponsors, Alpha Care Center, Flat River Electric, Aquarius Lawn Sprinkling, and the Lowell Area Chamber of Commerce. Thanks for making those folks making this broadcast and so many other ones that Mr. Ackman puts on throughout the year possible. Shady back to serve. Again, goes cross court at Parker. And the Redhawks again send that down ball into the net. 13-2-4, Red Arrows out. 9-point lead. Harper's going to serve here. This will be her fifth serve in a row. Again, goes cross court. Paige up to Teasdale, center on this Redhawk side. She back sets, and number five sends it long there. Number five is Gunnarsson.
Even though Harper's not getting credit for aces and stuff like that, as far as serving, it's so hard that it discombobulates the other team, and they have nowhere to put it. So keep serving tough, Harper. Doing a great job.
Stencil will sub in for Parker, who struggled on a couple of the services. They go right after Stencil.
Wow.
And now Harper gets the ace.
That's almost unfair when you come off the bench like that, and Harper saw it and took full advantage of a new player.
So we've got Stencil, Page back in serve receive there for the Redhawks. This time, send it long. Side out there, 15-5. Red Arrows lead by 10 as Taylor Gunnarsson, the junior for Cedar Springs, will step back to the service line. Natalie Cornell, Annalise Clark, and Allison Smith back in serve receive for the Red Arrows. Delaney Lowe in the middle there. Laney Biedemann and Emily Cushion pushed up at the net. Up to Biedemann. She's going to pass it up the middle. And Delaney Lowe, big swing right in front of the Red Hawk bench. I knew I was going to mess it up. You got the two Red Arrows and Red Hawks. I knew eventually it was going to happen. But
yeah.
16-5.
So as far as I know, that's your first mistake you've made today. So not bad. Yeah. Not bad.
You haven't seen me much today, so that's good. I appreciate the confidence. Freshman Kendall Schmucker steps in to serve. She'll check in. Redhawks set up there and out of bounds on the attack for number one there on the Redhawks side. Again, apologize. We don't have the name on that, but 17-5. Kendall Schmucker will step back to serve again. Wearing number one. Jump serve. Goes at Gunnarsson. Gunnarsson up to Teasdale. She back sets. And swing by number 10. Workman goes off the block. Falls on the Red Arrow side. Point for the Redhawks.
There, keep interjecting new blood in there in that Lowell team. Great rotations. Everybody feels confident and secure in their roles, and they perform great.
Red Arrows routinely play pretty deep on the bench. You'll see some teams don't. Red Arrows play a whole host of players here. Annalise has to take that serve with her hands. Set to Allison Smith, the bump set. Teasdale is going to set the middle, but nobody's there. Nobody's there to run it, and that'll fall on the Redhawks side. Red Arrows take the point, 18-6.
That's what I mean, out of system. Barely got that ball up. The back row, Natalie, she got a great set and a great hit for a kill. It's great team.
Berger will check in. Laney Biedemann will check out. Liv Vanderwerf will check in for her. And number one there into the net again. It's 19-6. Red Arrows lead by 13. So we get another substitution on the Red Hawk side. Number 13, Phoebe Fisk will check in for number one.
Well, at least you have a name out there right now.
I appreciate that. Nice. Riley tries a little floater to go up in the front, right below the land that up in front of the 10-foot line and unable to get it over the net. So that will be heading to the other side there, 19-7. Finally made our full rounds of rotations there. We're back to Teasdale serving for the Redhawks. Up to Berger. Berger's going to set Ellery Beanham in the middle. Off the block. Great dig by Teasdale, but nobody able to handle that one. 20-7. Lily Evelyn checks in.
Good effort from the Redhawks, but it didn't go up.
Lily Evelyn will check in here along with Harper Shadig, two talented sophomores. Serves it tough. Teasdale has to run it down. And the free ball attempt over sent very long. Red Arrows lead 21-7. You know, one of the things with the Red Arrows is, you know, you talk about sophomores and you got a couple freshmen, you got a couple juniors, you got the seniors. A lot of diversity age-wise,
which
obviously plays well for the future. Lily serves it. Tough serve there down the middle. Setter unable to run it down there. They're going to set that ball over. Clark, beautiful pack up to Berger. Beanaman, swing, and just long.
The best thing about that is you're building leadership as you go, and pretty soon the coaches don't have to do anything because everybody is held accountable by the players, and the young players are learning from the older players. It's a great system.
Fisk steps to serve and sends it long. Sends it right back to the Red Arrow, so Delaney Lowe will check in. Ellery Beanaman checks out. Annalise Clark back to serve. Had a good run early on. Red Arrows lead 22-8. You got Shea Dig Lowe and Liv Vanderwerf up at the net. Set there by the Redhawks. They bump it over. And Berger tries to send it right back over and one in the corner, and the Redhawks unable to track it down. Headsy play by the senior.
Yep, great play by the senior. Just hit them where they're not, and she recognized it and did the right thing.
Clark, tough serve, goes short. They're going to set it over as Cedar Springs. Clark, beautiful pass it to Berger. Berger to Lowe. Lowe off the three-man block, and it falls on the Cedar Springs side. So we're sitting 24-8 here in set number one. Set point here. Yeah. Clark, ball is up. Played by Fisk. Swing by number three there, Babcock. Gets the kill. Goes off a couple of red arrows, out of bounds. And Babcock will step back to serve. Looks like the excited student section there for Cedar Springs maybe across the way. A couple students over there. Let's travel the distance. Good for them. Berger up to Delaney Lowe. Big kill there up the middle. And Red Arrows take set number one, 25-9.
Wow. I'd love to see what Delaney hit. I think she must have had 5, 6, 7 kills. Just an amazing thing. I look at Lowell right now as a complete team. By complete team, I mean they have great senior leadership. They have a great chemistry. They have, as you said, John, they have seniors and juniors and sophomores and freshmen, and they're all learning how to win. They have great coaching. We probably don't talk much about coaching, but the coaching is really fabulous. They not only coach at the school, but I know outside the school, they're very involved in developing players and making sure that they're learning good techniques and what have you. And what that breeds is a great confidence. You have confidence that you're going to go into any kind of, if you will, a battle or a tournament or a game, and you feel you have a chance to win. You know, I was lucky enough to see him play last week, and there were some great state, you know, best teams in the state were there, and they held their own. They just fell a little short, and they've changed some stuff. Riley was the center all the way around last year, and they need a little more blocking in the front, and that's why Laney is there setting and blocking, and she's been a real asset, and she's getting more and more comfortable, and that the defense gets better, the offense gets better, the confidence gets stronger, and great things are happening for this Lowell team. It's just fabulous.
Yeah, you talk about good competition. The Red Arrows are going to travel over to Detroit this weekend, or excuse me, Brighton, I guess. I'm a West Sider.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
You go to the East Side.
Yeah,
you go to Detroit.
Lansing is on the East Side.
But,
so
Red Arrows will take on South Lyon East, which the Red Arrows split with a couple weekends ago. Great matchup there. Really talented group. Grosse Pointe South has some couple tough players there. North Branch and Mercy. So some great competition in the East versus West competition this weekend over in the Brighton area. So this is good warm up to get kind of ready for that. Make sure we're kind of back right. And in the groove of playing good volleyball. So looks like a lot of energy, a lot of excitement there from the Red Arrows. That was good to see it.
This gets them ready for the conference play, because everything starts with the conference. Being a conference champ, I know, is one of their number one thing they want to be. Where they end up in districts and regionals, or they are lucky enough to make the state, that's one thing. But taking care of conference is the most important thing as far as feeling good about yourselves, and I know that Jordan puts a lot of effort into that, so they're setting a good tone now, and the great to have the 56ers here, because they see, oh, so this is what Lowell volleyball is all about, and we want to be just like them.
In the conference here, the Red Arrows are 1-0. Allendale is 2-0. They played last week. Red Arrows did not, so they sit alone as the two undefeated teams here atop the conference here to start the season. So Cedar Springs will start with the serve. Teasdale, the setter, will step back. We've got Clark, Cornell, and Laney Beeman back. Good pass up to Berger. Berger over to Smith. Smith cross court, played by the Red Hawks. Bump set there by number one over, Allison Smith. Up to Berger. Berger's going to run it up the middle to Ellery Beeneman, and she goes cross and gets the kill right in front of the outstretched arms of the libero, number nine, Mallory Page.
She snuck that one over, and you can see on her face that she thought she should have hit it harder, but a kill is a kill.
Berger will step back to serve. Goes right at number one. Page plays it, steps into play, bump set there. We're going to have free ball over from the Red Hawks. Up to Berger. Berger's going to dump it, and catches the Red Hawks napping again.
Right. That will happen over and over again until they learn how to fix that. Great play by the senior.
Riley serves. Goes at number one there, up to Teasdale. Teasdale's going to set back row there. Gunderson, big swing and out of bounds. She swung from at about the 10-foot line right there, but unable to get on top of that ball. Sends it long.
Right idea, trying to mix it up. That back row attack sometimes works, sometimes it doesn't.
Berger to serve again. This time a little floater. Teasdale has to step in and take it. Libero, Page will step in. Take the second ball. Clark, beautiful pass up to Berger. Beeneman goes cross into the corner again and gets the kill. Ellery Beeneman.
That was so pretty. The serve was so tough. And then the defense by Annalise was just a great pass, and the kill was just perfect. Placement, great, great volleyball.
Berger serves again. Teasdale. Bump set there. Swing attempt there by Stencil into the net. And Red Arrows lead, 5-0.
Those Beeneman girls put a big block up and it made the other team look nervous. So, awesome job.
Berger serves again. This time, floater again. Page has to step up to take it up to the block there by the, looked like Laney got that one. Laney will come off the net, set up to Berger. Berger to Ellery Beeneman. Swing picked up by the Red Hawks, and they're going to scramble, get it over. And Berger dumps again, gets the kill.
She's 3-for-3 on dumping it over. Great play.
Red Arrows lead 6-0 here. Riley gotten a couple of great kills, or great dumps there for points, kills there. This time, takes a little off the serve. Great dig by Berger. She gets up on a tough dive off the block. Back row attack by Gunderson. Clark, rubbed to Berger at the 10-foot line. She's going to set Allison Smith. Big swing off the block. Played again by Gunderson to Teasdale. Swing by number one. Berger steps at the plate again. Cornell, beautiful set there to Smith. Great back and forth. And And this time, Paige tries on the down ball, gets into the net. Red Arrows lead 7-0.
Just pressure, pressure, pressure. It's so hard to combat that if you're on the other receiving end of that.
Lowell student section coming to life. Berger, another tough serve. Unable to play it cleanly. Into the net there on the second ball off of Teasdale's arms as she dove for it. Get a couple of subs here. Looks like Fisk is going to check in for Gunderson. Vanderwerf will check in for Lainey Bieneman as the Red Arrows jump out 8-0 here in set number two. Berger's seventh serve here in a row. And should have kept my mouth shut. Sent it long.
Yeah, sent it long, but it was still tough. It was a decision that I would not want to make when it was that close to the line. So
both seniors that serve here for us, Berger and Clark, so impressive from the service line because they have so many serves, right? They'll go at it with pace, and they'll also take some off of it. So Smith swinging the outside. Great scramble from the Red Arrows. Clark's going to send it over on the free ball. Teasdale going to free ball over there by Paige. Cornell sends it to Berger. Vanderwerf on the outside goes cross off the block. Doug there from the Red Hawks. Paige, the libero, sends it over a free ball long. Side out, heading back to the Red Arrows.
In volleyball, the most important thing you can do on a court is communicate. And senior Annalise Clark, she said, mine, calling everybody away, and their team let her do it. It's a great confidence builder as far as what's
great
going on.
Ace by Lily Evelyn there. She goes cross court on the serve. Ace is the number one there, so 10-1. Great job by Lily.
Yeah.
Goes out again. This time sends it long. Tries to, same serve there, tries to go cross court. This time sends it long there. 10-2. Lily's had some great service runs here over the last, I guess, 10 days? Week ago Saturday, and then again last week, had a couple great service runs. Paige serves, tough serve, picked up by Clark. Berger sends it over, and Shading off the net, but gets the kill. 11-2. Annalise Clark steps back to serve. Middle swap out. Delaney Lowe comes in. Ellery Bieneman has a seat. Over there, chatting it up with the ball girls. Clark serves it. Gunderson up to Teasdale on the Red Hawk side. Big swing by Gunderson. I think they're going to get, Gunderson, I think, on the net there. So one of the Red Hawks in the net there.
Number five.
Yep, Gunderson in the net. So Red Arrows will get that point. 12-2. Clark, ball's up. Goes to Gunderson. Teasdale back to Gunderson. Well off the court. She does a great job going cross court. Lily Evelyn picks up it. Nice ball. Back set to Vanderwerf. Vanderwerf swings and gets the kill. Liv Vanderwerf, 13-2.
Yeah, she had to put her hands up because it was coming at her so fast. Great power. Great swing.
Clark back to serve. Right in front of Gunderson, up to Teasdale. She's going to back set. Swing there by Stenzel. And
great
effort. Drop by Berger to try to run it down, but that one will fall. Red Hawks get the point, 13-3.
The seniors are putting on quite a show. It's, once again, great to have a lot of young kids here watching what Lowell volleyball is all about. Hustle, communication, and effort.
Stenzel serves. Evelyn, beautiful pass up to Berger. Berger's outside to Shadig. Big swing, tools the block, but scrambles the Red Hawks, and they're going to send it over on a free ball. It's Gunderson. Clark up to Berger again. Delaney Lowe, big swing, gets the kill.
Wow. I want her autograph at the end of the evening. She's been perfect tonight. That's awesome to see.
14-3, Red Arrows lead. Berger will check out. Cushion will check in. Bieneman will check in for Vanderwerf. She'll take over the setting duties, does Laney. She'll serve here. Goes at Paige. Teasdale has to run it down well off the net. Gunderson sets it over. Bieneman steps in to Lowe. Lowe, big swing. Great dig by Stenzel. Bieneman back to Lowe. Great dig again by Stenzel. Tip over there. Fiedemann this time is going to back set Emily Cushion. Cushion goes cross court. Teasdale. And finally, whoa, blocked by Lowe, picked up by the Red Hawks. Back up to Beeman. Lowe, big swing this time. There's a block, but they say the Red Hawks were in the net. And Red Arrows take the point on a heck of a scramble
right.
Both sides.
The Red Hawks showed what they're made of. What a great dig after dig after dig. They got to be very proud.
Laney serves it. Goes at Stencil, up to Teasdale. She's going to set Gunderson on the right side. And off the block, and that ball will fall. 15-4. Gunderson will step back and serve. Shadig, Clark, and Evelyn back in serve receive. Clark up to beat him at the 10-foot line. She's going to set Emily Cushion on the outside. Into the net there. Does that ball go? Falls back on the Red Arrow side. So that will be 15-5. Gunderson serves again. Just off the tape of the net. Clark does a great job adjusting. Beeman digs out of the net.
Oh!
Shady gets the kill.
Harper. Great job. Got it from the other pin. That's awesome.
Coach Drake to his feet. Tell Laney about the great job of keeping that one out of the net. And Shady right on pace on the right side gets a great kill. 16-5. Shady to serve. Gunderson pops it straight up. Bump set by Teasdale, swing by Gunderson, and Clark off stretched arms and down. Point towards the Red Hawks, 16-6. Natalie Cornell will check in. Another senior for the Red Arrows, so we've got three seniors back in serve receive. We've got Cornell, Annalise Clark, and Allison Smith. Clark right up to Bieneman. Laney sets it outside to Smith. Smith tips it over. Red Hawks scramble a little bit. Miscommunication. Gunderson has to bump set over. Clark up to Beeman. Back set to Cushion. Cushion swing. And scramble on the Red Arrows. And they're going to say lift. Yeah. I think they missed the net call on that one anyway. But point to the Red Arrows.
Yeah, really fun to watch. Everybody had a chance. Is having a chance to play tonight. And a lot of excitement on the bench. And just as much excitement on the floor. It's a great night for Red Arrow volleyball.
You've seen a lot of swings from different parts of the court. Everybody's had a little chance there, as you mentioned. So the freshman, Kendall Schmucker, checks in. Has the service error there, 17-7. Clark will do the – Delaney will check in. Schmucker will check out. And then we'll do the libero switch there. So Clark back in. Teasdale. Clark has to step in and take the second ball. Great tip roll shot there on the air by Cushion. Does a great job readjusting to get the kill.
Right. Made a decision in midair. What a great effort.
So Berger will check in along with Vanderwerf. Laney Bieneman and Emily Cushion will check out as the Red Arrows lead by 11, 18-7. Berger serve. Page up to Teasdale. Back row attack by Gunderson. Great dig by Cornell. Clark steps in, takes the second ball. Swing by Allison Clark. Off the block and out of bounds. 19-7.
Great power on that one from Allison.
Student section again comes to life for the Red Arrows. Berger to serve. Page unable to handle that one cleanly, but they'll scramble. Page over. Cornell takes up to Berger. About 12 feet off the net. Smith, swing at the 10-foot line. And Red Hawks send it long there. So side out there, that will be 20-7. Berger, again, putting together a service run here. Kendall Schmucker will check back in. Clark will check out.
Riley is serving really, really tough tonight all over the place. They have no idea where their serve is going.
She goes cross court again. Page has to step in front there to take that ball. Teasdale to Gunderson. Big swing. Tools the block there and gets the kill. 20-8. So serve received now. We got Kendall Schmucker, the freshman. Natalie Cornell, the senior. Liv Vanderwerf, junior. Back in serve receive. Oh, little miss. Number one serve there for the Red Hawks. They had not given the whistle there. There was still a substitution taking place. There was the Red Hawks from Cedar Springs were substituting their setters there, given my guess would be a pull. Someone they pulled up here for the couple games here. Some action. Good job by Allison Smith as she saves that ball over. And Red Hawks send it long. 21-8.
Right before the game, I asked the assistant coach Cam, and he gave me this statistic that Riley, our great setter, senior, she's only 312 assists away from reaching 3,000. At this rate, she'll get there fairly soon.
Lily Evelyn gets the ace. I believe the second ace there for Lily. Done a nice job serving. 22-8. Yeah, that's a big number when you start talking about 3,000.
Right,
so that's a big
right.
number.
That's a big number.
Kudos to Riley on an outstanding career over her 4 years of varsity. Set up the middle there. Red Hawks swing. Unable to make good contact into the net. 23-8. Evelyn will step back to serve here. We'll see. Going to go back at zone one here. Page up the setter. Setter's going to back set. Stencil played by Berger. Lily Evelyn steps in, take the second ball. Beautiful bump set to Shadig, and she gets the kill. 24-8, Red Arrows. Here in set number two, it is set point.
I have no idea what you're feeding the low Red Arrows, but they can jump out of this gym. Holy smokes.
Lily serves, goes right at the libero again. Page up, back set again. Stencil, she sends it over there. Shadig, big swing into the block. And gets the block there, unable to play cleanly on the Red Arrows. So 24-9. Babcock will check out. Number 10, Workman, will check in as libero. Mallory Page steps back to serve for Cedar Springs. Big floater. Evelyn up to the 10-foot line to Berger. Berger sets out to Shadig. Shadig, big swing. Red Hawks scramble. They're going to free ball it over. Evelyn to Berger, beautiful set. She
Here
and gets the kill. So 25-9, Red Arrows take set number two in a mirror image of what we saw in set number one. So 25-9, 25-9.
It was a fitting way to end that match tonight with Riley doing her fourth kill on a dump over the net. It totally caught me off guard, and it caught the Red Hawks off guard also. But just a great match tonight. Great energy, great happiness. It's just a joy to watch them play.
Again, thanks for tuning in tonight. Quick appreciation, some of our Lowell Radio sponsors, Chimera Design, Riverside Dentistry, Lowell Charter Township, Patrick Coffee Agency, the Farm Bureau Insurance, Mercantile Bank, PFCU, Rogers Neighborhood Realty, Dakota's Website Design. We'll get a couple more hopefully here before we're out of here. But thanks to those folks making this broadcast and so many other ones possible. Mr. Ekman through the years had a great list. There's a lot of familiar names on there. Mr. Ekman, I think that we are continual sponsors, people who have been around and supported the cause, I guess we'll say, for a really long time. So we appreciate them. So Red Arrows take set number two. They lead 2-0 here against Cedar Springs. And I think overall, Jack, a pretty clean...
We got a third set coming up.
Yeah, we have a third set.
Yes, we do.
But yeah, best of five. So we're gonna get rolling here for a third set. But I think overall, Red Arrows have played pretty clean here.
Pretty clean. And again, you're talking to an old man here. So I thought we should just play two out of three, and I was about ready to pack my bags and go home.
You were ready for dinner. You were ready to get out of here.
That's right.
I guess.
That's right.
Guess we'll have to stick around for another one.
Yeah,
if your schedule allows it, we'd love to have you. So.
It does allow me, and I actually have wadded up the notes that I took for this match. So I'm really thinking I was going to go home. My mistake.
Well, you know, we talked about it a little bit last broadcast about the transformation, the development, what women's volleyball at the high school level especially has happened over really the time that you've watched it from your kids playing now to watching your grandkids. It's been drastic.
Every aspect of the game has changed. The speed, and I'm talking speed of lateral movement. I'm talking the speed of how fast the velocity of the ball. I'm talking skill set. You know, I had a couple girls that were all state, and they would be tough to make some of these teams. They're just fabulous, fabulous volleyball. And it's a joy, and the skill is so strong. And in the old days, you might have had two or three girls having skills like the Red Arrows have, but now you have not only the six players on the floor, but you have two or three that are just not only willing, but good enough to come and play, and that's what makes it great. So practices get better, the hitting gets better, the confidence gets stronger, and this, we don't know where volleyball will take them as far as that they're going to play collegiately, but this gives them great confidence to be great community members, to be great mothers, to be great spouses, to whatever they decide to do in the job world or whatever God has blessed them with. So they're on the right path. But if you could get to be involved in this program, you go do it. Jordan and his squad do a great job.
We will start set number three here. Berger will step back to serve. Red Arrows looking to take care of business here in the third one also. They'll jump out to a 1-0 lead on the error from the Cedar Springs side. So Riley Berger, senior setter, four-year varsity player, back to serve again. Had numerous long point runs here in the first two sets. So great little floater there by Riley over. Annalise Clark up to Berger. Berger's going to set. Ellery beat him in the middle. Swing, and Ellery sends it long.
I was just going to say some of Riley's serves should be illegal. It's such a variety. I mean, the two lobs that she did, just a struggle to get to them because she can pinpoint where the player isn't and hit it. What a great skill set.
Teasdale steps back to serve. She's going to send the serve just long. Great job by Annalise Clark and Riley. And Natalie Cornell there reading that ball. It wasn't out by a lot, but they knew it right away that ball was long. So Lily Evelyn will check in along with Harper Shadig. Lily serves. Service error there on that one. So send it back towards Cedar Springs. 2-2 here early on in set number three. Red Arrows take the first two sets, 25-9, 25-9. Scramble there on the Red Arrow side. Lily Evelyn's going to free ball that one over. Paige steps in to set it to 2 to Teasdale. And Stencil unable to handle that one cleanly. It'll fall on the Red Hawk side, 3-2.
Riley showing off her experience by diving for that ball and getting up to a perfect pass, perfect set.
Annalise Clark to serve. Teasdale struggles to run that one down, and Babcock able to send it over. Big swing up the middle there. Delaney Lowe gets the kill. 4-2.
Delaney Lowe, you're starting to be my favorite player. You must be hitting about 900 right now. Holy smokes.
A lot of good swings through the middle for the Red Arrows today. Clark serves it. Teasdale steps in. Gunnarsson, down ball over. Clark, beautiful pass up to Berger. Dealing a little big swing in, this time the three-man block, and falls back on the Red Arrow side. 4-3.
Annalise is a great passer. It was so calm and just perfect. The center didn't have to move. It was just a beautiful, beautiful pass.
Babcock sends that one long. 5-3. Yeah, you talk about Clark. I mean, so many of those balls, even when she's out of, like, yeah, she has to reach and that ball's off to her side and still makes a pinpoint perfect pass. Lainey Biedemann will step back to serve. Goes at Gunnarsson. Babcock swings there. Or Gunnarsson, excuse me, I was right. Shadig, big swing on the outside. Sends it over, Biedemann. Back sets this time to Cushion. Cushion swing off the Red Hawks. Gets the point.
Great job of going one way to the first pin and then right side back. It's a great mix-up, and it's very hard to defend. Great job, Lowell.
Laney back to serve. Goes at Fisk. Red Hawks unable to run that one down. It will fall. Red Arrows get the point, 7-3.
The Red Hawks are doing a great job of hustling. It's just very hard when you have this kind of attack coming from all different directions.
Fisk will check out. Number one will check back in for Cedar Springs. Laney back to serve. Jump serve. The lefty goes at Gunnarsson. Up to Teasdale. Teasdale back to Gunnarsson on the outside and into the net. 8-3.
Being left-handed in volleyball is such a huge weapon, and Laney has a different spin on it, and it just is a very hard ball to react to when you're not used to it.
Ball's up. This time a little floater from her at Gunnarsson to Teasdale. They try to set in the middle. Two hands set over from the Redhawks. Biedemann's going to set Shadig on the outside, and she gets the kill going cross-court.
There's that calm pass by Annalise, and then Harper knew it. Exactly what to do with it, with Laney setting that nice set.
Laney, a little floater again this time. Redhawks scrambled over there. Gunnarsson down ball up to Biedemann. Biedemann's going to set low. Low tips it over. Page up to Teasdale. Teasdale's going to send it over on two. Biedemann back set this time. Cushion, big swing. And just in the line. Cushion gets the kill. 10-3. Red Arrows finally putting together a little bit of a run here in set number three. Laney doing a nice job mixing up location there for the hitters. Goes at number one there, up to Teasdale. Teasdale back set. And Stencil unable to handle that one. She tries to tip it over on a tight set, 11-3.
These servers from Lowell, the coach actually tells them where to serve the ball, and they've been pinpointing it the whole evening.
This time, drops it in. Teasdale out to Gunnarsson. Gunnarsson swing. Great pass up to Clark. Biedemann steps in. Free ball over by Evelyn. Redhawks pass up Teasdale. Big swing by Gunnarsson. Another great pass by Evelyn up at the net. Biedemann up to DeLow. Good dig by Teasdale. Free ball over by Gunnarsson. Cushion to Laney Biedemann. She's going to dump it. This time, just a little too high. Redhawks send over on one. Biedemann out to Shadig, who gets the kill in the corner. Great scramble. 12-3.
One of the great things about that was Laney had that great body control when she had to go toward the net. She stopped before her foot went under. Great body control on that, and the play got continued, and we got the point.
Biedemann serves and gets the ace there as the Redhawks unable to handle it. 13-3. Her eighth serve here. We put together a run. Floater this time at Page. Page up to Teasdale. Teasdale out to Gunnarsson. Swing. Gets blocked by the Red Arrows, but off the fingertip to Low. She goes off the block and gets the kill. 14-3. Delaney Low with another big swing up the middle.
Great pass by Annalise again, but Delaney's put on a clinic as far as where to put that ball. Excuse me, Laney.
Pulls the string on that ball. That ball just makes it over the net.
Right.
I mean, that went off the tape and fell. Liv Vanderwerf will check in for Emily Cushion. Red Arrows lead 15-3. Biedemann's 10th serve in a row here. Teasdale has to run it down. Page going to free ball it over in the libero position. Up to Clark. Clark, beautiful pass up to Laney Biedemann to Delaney Low. Swing and gets the touch from the Redhawks side. Out of bounds. 16-3.
John, I was wondering how many times Laney served. I'm glad you said 10. Now it's 11. So she's got quite a role. And you can see that the assistant coach is telling her where to put it. And she has put it there every single time.
Libero checks out for the Redhawks. Biedemann goes at Babcock. To go over to Gunnarsson. Clark, beautiful pass up 10-foot line. Biedemann's going to push it outside. Shadig does a great job hanging, tipping it over. Scramble there from the Redhawks and just rolls over the net. Biedemann up to Shadig again. Tips it over. Teasdale to Babcock. Teasdale's just going to free ball that one over to Clark. Clark up to Laney Biedemann. She's going to back set Vanderwerf. Vanderwerf goes cross court and just out of bounds. 16-4.
Lowell is just relentless with their way they attack and attack all different parts of the court, corners, middle. It's just a very hard thing to defend. I sort of feel bad for the Redhawks right now.
Stencil back to serve. Lily Evelyn passes it up. Biedemann's going to take it about 12 feet off. Big swing by Shadig on the right side and gets the kill.
I've seen Harper since she was about a 12-year-old kid play this game, and she is getting so good. I mean, she's always been good for her age, but now she is, you know, going to do things that, you know, good for her team, but good for her conference, good for the state. She's going to be recognized. She's just a great player.
17-5 as Shadig sends that one long. Cornell checks in, and we exchange service errors on that one. So now it's 18-5.
Once again, really good decision making. Understand the velocity, how fast it's going, how close it is to the back line, and a great quick-minded decision for a point for Lowell.
Kendall Schmucker checks in, the freshman here. She'll step back to serve. Good serve by Kendall. Set there by the Red Hawks. Gunnarsson's going to two-hand over, and Schmucker gets it off the outstretched arm, and it falls on the Red Arrow side. Schmucker will stay in here. 18-6. Quick thanks to some other sponsors there. Grand River Veterinary Hospital, Culver's, Enwork, Benedict Drywall, Heidi's Farm Stand and Bakery, and Green Ridge Realty. We again thank those folks for sponsoring tonight's broadcast. Cedar Springs libero checks in. Mallory Page, who sends that one long. 19-6. Berger checks in for Liv Vanderwerf. That will put Berger, Natalie Cornell, and Kendall Schmucker in the back row. Allison Smith, Lainey Bieneman, and Ellery Bieneman in the front row for the Red Arrows. Berger serves at Page. Setter runs that one down. Gunnarsson, back row attack. Good dig up by Cornell. Berger is going to set Ellery Bieneman off the block. Good dig by the Red Hawks side. Gunnarsson's going to tip it over. Ellery plays it. Over to Allison Smith. Free ball over from the Red Hawks. Berger dumps it. This time the Red Hawks are there, but unable to get that second ball as everybody collapsed. 20-6.
I think the two setters tonight, Riley and Lainey, have served 15 or 16 of the 20 points tonight.
Berger to back. And Red Arrows have a rotation issue. Just a small issue there as Kendall, I think, was crossed up with Cornell on that one. So 20-7. Lainey Bieneman passes the serve receive. Berger to Smith. Good dig by Gunnarsson on the Red Hawk side. Swing. And this time the Red Arrows are in the net. Allison Smith, I think, is the net violation there. 20-8. 20-8. Serve from the Red Hawks. Send it over. Cornell. Good pass at the Berger. Berger's going to set Ellery Bieneman in the middle. Big swing off the block. And
great hit.
Good kill by Ellery there. 21-8. Lily Evelyn will check in to serve along with Harper Shadig.
The middles for Lowell just seem to stay up half a second longer, a second longer than the block does. It's a lot of fun to watch. You should come on out.
Lily Evelyn serves. Good tough serve there at Stencil. Back to Gunnarsson. She tips it over. Berger steps in, take the first ball. Lily Evelyn takes the second. Shadig, swing. And the Red Hawks are going to get called in the net. Babcock gets called for the net violation there. 22-8. Lily Evelyn will serve once again. Ball's up. Goes at Paige Libero for Cedar Springs. There's a set there to Babcock. Good dig by Lily. Berger pushes it way out to Shadig. She gets on top of that, but a good dig by Gunnarsson. Swing there. Off the block. Number 13 Fisk has the kill there for the Red Hawks.
That was a heck of a set by Riley on that last play where the ball is just going every other direction, and she got it up, and a great pass to Harper.
Fisk, service error there from the Red Hawks. 23-9.
It's kind of reminiscent of the first two sets with a score. Number nine.
Yeah.
Hopefully so number nine.
We'll see how it goes here. So, Clark, one of the top servers here for the Red Arrows, serving 23-9 here in set number three. Red Arrows lead 23-9. Set out to Gunnarsson. Gunnarsson, Clark, up to Berger. Berger's going to set the middle up to Laney Low. Off the block, gets the kill. 24-9. Set point here. Set and match point.
Right. I definitely are going to jinx it if I said 9-9-9, so we'll see what happens.
Ellery Beanman will serve. Freshman. Middle. Stay in to serve. Ball's up. Over.
Oh, yeah.
And tough scramble from the Red Hawks. Evelyn up to Berger. Berger's going to set low up the middle. Swing off the block. Great dig from the Red Hawks. They're going to free ball it over. Leave Evelyn to Berger to Shea Dig. Again, another great scramble from the Red Hawks. Over. Berger steps in to play it. Evelyn's going to set up Laney Beanman. Swing on the right side, and this one doesn't get over. 24-10.
The Red Hawks had a goal, and they met that goal. They got double digits.
So you jinxed it.
I know.
We're blaming Jack.
I know. It's my fault. I take full responsibility.
So that's all right. So Babcock serves. Clark to Berger. Berger's in the back set. Laney Beanman, she goes cross court. Good dig from the Red Hawks. Scramble and doesn't make it over. Red Arrows take set number three, 25-10. So Red Arrows win it here, 25-9, 25-9, and 25-10. So Jack, good night for the Red Arrows. Took care of business.
Great night for the Red Arrows. And, you know, the Red Hawks are great sportsmanship. They're happy. They competed. They just met someone that is a really strong and a state-ranked, at least honorable mention. They are just a very strong, well-coached team, and it's really hard to meet that kind of energy. And Lowell brought it, and they really brought it hard, and they had a great time, and it's just a joy to watch. I encourage anybody that is in the area, if they have a home game, watch these ladies play, because it is breathtaking the way they can communicate, get that ball up, and pound that ball. So many good hitters, so many good passers, and some really good setting going on. So you need to appreciate it. If you can see it live, it's worth the effort, worth the drive.
Red Arrows travel. They hit the road and for this weekend and next Tuesday. But those folks, like you mentioned, if you're able to come check out a match, there's a scrimmage next week, the Pink Arrow scrimmage, an awesome event that will be played outside, weather permitting. So I encourage folks to come check that out. And then Red Arrows travel, hit the road for a little bit, but next home match won't be in for a couple weeks for the next home conference match. So again, folks able to make it out, we'd love to see you supporting it. So any final words, Jack?
The great thing about the Red Arrows and their schedule is they played really well tonight, but in 10 or 15 days when they come back, that sword will be sharpened, because they're going to go against, as John said, some really, really good competition, and they will be better because of that competition, and they'll be sharper, and it'll be just another great show, a great performance they'll put on for us. So have some fun when you come back in a couple weeks, and come and join us. It's a great time.
Well, we appreciate you being here again, Jack. For Jack Evelyn, for Al Ekman, I'm John Beanman. Thanks for tuning in, and go Red Arrows.